Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Amid market volatility, some producers may be exploring additional income opportunities such as hunting. This often raises the question, who holds the hunting rights when land is leased? In a written cropland or pasture lease, hunting rights can be specified. If the lease does not explicitly reserve those rights for the landlord, they generally belong to the tenant for the duration of the lease. For unwritten or verbal cropland leases, hunting rights also typically default to the tenant unless both parties agree otherwise. This is because without specific restrictions, tenants have full rights to use the land, excluding others, including the landlord potentially, during the lease term. This can come as a surprise to some landowners who assume they automatically retain those rights. Verbal grazing and pasture leases are also different. Since most end before hunting season, hunting rights usually revert back to the landowner once the lease concludes. To avoid misunderstandings, it's important to review your written lease and consult Nebraska law regarding verbal cropland and pasture leases. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska agricultural economist Shannon Sand.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.